Then long-tried royal Odysseus answered, "I see, I understand, you speak to one who knows. But go you on before. I will stay here behind, for I am not unused to blows and missiles. Staunch is my soul, for many dangers have I borne from waves and war. To those let this be added. Yet I cannot disregard a gnawing belly, the pest which brings so many ills to men. To ease it, timbered ships are fitted and carry woe to foemen over barren seas." So they conversed together. But a dog, lying near, lifted his head and ears. Argus it was, the dog of hearty Odysseus, whom long ago he reared but never used. Before the dog was grown, Odysseus went to sacred Ilius. In the times past, young men would take him on the chase for wild goats, deer, and hares. But now he lay neglected, his master gone away, upon a pile of dung which had been dropped before the door by mules and oxen, and which lay there in a heap for slaves to carry off and dung the broad lands of Odysseus. Here lay the dog, this Argus, full of fleas. Yet even now, seeing Odysseus near, he wagged his tail and dropped both ears, but toward his master he had not strength to move. Odysseus turned aside and wiped away a tear, swiftly concealing from Aeneas what he did. Then straightway thus he questioned, "Aeneas, it is strange this dog lies on a dunghill. His form is good, but I am not sure if he has speed of foot to match his beauty, or if he is merely what the table dogs become, which masters keep for show." And swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him, and said, "Aye, truly, that is the dog of one who died afar. If he were as good in form and action as when Odysseus left him and went away to Troy, he would be much surprised to see his speed and strength. For nothing could escape him in the forest depths, no creature that he started. He was keen upon the scent. Now he has come to ill. In a strange land his master perished, and the slack women give him no more care. For slaves, when masters lose control, will not attend to duties. Ah, half the value of a man, far-seeing Zeus destroys when the slave's lot befalls him." So saying, he entered the stately house and went straight down the hall among the lordly suitors. But upon Argus fell the doom of darksome death when he beheld Odysseus 20 years away.